Yeah, well, I guess it wouldn't be Dial-A-Bit Monday. Wouldn't be Dial-A-Bit Monday without me talking about my daddy. Yeah, my daddy. My Slim Jim eating Vienna sausage sucking boar hogging ram riding daddy. I'm going to tell you about my 16th birthday with my daddy. He had a big old smile on his face. He said, boy, come on, get out of bed. You're 16 today. He dragged me out of the house. He said, where are we going, daddy? He said, you'll see, boy, you'll see. Well, he took me to the seamy side of town. And there was this nasty hotel, daddy looking at me and grinning all the while. He took out a key to one of the rooms and let me inside, and there was two women in there. He said, boy, happy birthday. I said, what you mean, daddy? He said, well, it's time you cut your eye teeth, son. Got you a woman. I said, oh, I don't know if I want a woman. Daddy, he said, oh, hey, you want a woman. I done had me a dozen by the time I was your age. Let me show you, son, it ain't easy. Now, let me show you first normally what you do here. Come here, daughter. He said, you take the blonde here. I'll take the brunette. He said, let me show you first on what you do normally is a little gobble the geek. And here's how that goes. I said, oh, God, daddy, I don't want to look at that. He said, look at me, boy, look at it. See the way my neck is working? You hold your hair back with his hand. I said, oh, God. He said, now, if you wear any medallions, you take them all. You don't want them hooking on your chin and binding you. I said, now, he said, now what you normally, you can commence to do a little, like, hop-a-diggy like this. You see this here? Look at me. Look at me. I said, daddy, I don't like look. He said, oh, you might want to just say the heck with it and go for some fudge packet like this. He said, now you try it, boy. First of all, start with the gobble. I said, daddy, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all. He said, what's the matter, boy? Are you queer? I said, no, I ain't queer, daddy. I'm just thinking that there ought to be a little more romance involved. He said, romance? Well, go ahead and kiss her a couple times. You want romance? Hold her hand or something. Come on, boy. I done paid for them already. I said, daddy, I know you done paid for them, but I don't know if I can really do a thing like it. He said, come on, boy. Tad up. Get in there. Show me your man. Show me your grease with Nelly. I said, daddy, I don't know. He said, you disgusting pig. I'll take it. I done paid for it. Here, let me hop on this one. Gobble this one. Damn, boy, I'm disgusted with you. You walking home, boy. You hear me? You walking home. And so, weeping in the room, I watched as daddy polished off his investment. And then he stormed out, spat on the floor looking at me, and drove away. Well, I come home, and he probably stopped at the bar because he wasn't there, and I cried to my mom. I said, Mama, daddy was trying to tell me about Alvin the Geek, first lady, and I just wanted to be married, first lady. She just patted my head and said, well, I think you're just a little more sensitive than your daddy is. Dinner's about ready. Why don't you go upstairs and wash up? I said, thank you, Mom. She said, that's all right. I said, she said, that's all right. Well, I was in my little room washing my hands when I heard Daddy come banging drunk through the door. He said, that little queer tell you what happened today? Did he tell you? And she said, yeah. He told me. Daddy said, I couldn't believe that boy. Where is he anyway? Imagine my shock and horror when I heard my mama say, oh, the little fag's upstairs getting ready for dinner.